This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start things off today with a look at this week's state crop report. Some producers continued planting corn and soybeans last week, but there were just 2 days that allowed field work for the week ending May 14th. Statewide, the average temp was 62 degrees, and that was just 1 degree above normal. Precip averaged 9/10 of an inch for the state. Topsoil moisture supply rated 57% adequate and 43% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 1% short, 60% adequate, and 39% surplus. Looking at planting progress, corn planted was at 75% compared to the 5-year average of 77%, and corn emerged was at 47% compared to 61% last year and the 5-year average of 50%. Corn condition rated 3% very poor, 13% poor, 42% fair, 35% good, and 7% excellent. Looking at soybeans, soybeans planted were at 23%, and just 6% of those had emerged. And winter wheat, a majority of that has headed at 86%, and winter wheat condition rated 7% very poor, 14% poor, 27% fair, 45% good, and 7% excellent. Well, for today's local crop update, we'll check in with Wiffle's district sales manager, Chris Vaughn. Chris covers territory from Montgomery County on west to the Mississippi River and says thousands of corn acres will be replanted over the next couple of weeks.
With the heavy rains we saw there last week, everything was looking good beforehand. We had almost everything was planted ahead of that rain. We got that rain. And now it seems that our corn's not wanting to come up. We were right there last week with the last rain we had. We were right at that spike stage, and some of it was hitting that crust. And the rain saved some of it, but not all of it. We're seeing a lot of rain or a lot of replant here in Macoupin and Montgomery County. Several thousand acres will be replanted all the way across the board, and over towards the west, they got into the field a little earlier, kind of middle April, and their corn's up and looking good. There will be some replant over in Green and Jersey counties, but not nearly the amount that we will have here in Macoupin and Montgomery. Their corn is more in the V2 to V3 stages, whereas here we're at the emergence to the V1. And poor stands in places due to some kernel rot and also due to some crusting issues where it leaked out underground and just did not want to come through even with that last rain we had.
So, Chris, you know what? We had all of these rains, so was the seed just waterlogged and it wasn't getting any air, any oxygen, or what were the issues that caused this?
Well, in some spots, Katie, we did have where water stood over it for more than that 48-hour time frame. It really just suffocated it out, and it started to germ, and then that water came, and it killed it. I mean, it didn't have any oxygen. It had all that moisture down there, and it just went kaput. And then also there's places where this ground worked up so fluffy and so nice that whenever those rains came, it seemed to be pushing that kernel even further down. It looks like I had found some recently that had started to sprout, and then we got those rains, and it pushed it down to a depth of about 3 to 3.5 inches. So with those rains, it just took it, and it just settled it down just as deep as those field cultivators were going, which would not allow it to come up.
So now we're in the middle of May, replanting. How do you feel about planting this time of the month? Do you still think we have enough time to get a good crop in the ground and have a good growing season?
Oh, yeah. We are not late yet. I am not switching to short season maturities yet. I'm not planting too many full season, 117 days, 116 days. But I feel completely comfortable with 111 to 114 day. I mean, without a doubt, it is still only May 15th. Yeah, I'm not worried about it yet. If this was getting close to the end of June, that's whenever I'm thinking about switching, is that June 1st area.
Well, that's definitely good news. Chris, there's Wiffle's locations throughout the state. Your home base is up in Henry County. I don't know that they received as much rain as we did. So have you talked to any of your coworkers and got reports on what fields look like up there?
Yes, we get a report about once a week or so, all the way from South Dakota clear down to Kentucky. And up north, there is not as much replant going on. I know up in, like, Logan County, McLean County, there's just a touch going on. Not a whole heck of a lot. I'd say probably 200 bags across, you know, two or three counties, and maybe even less than that. You go further on up into that Geneseo where we are based, they don't have as much either. They received more rains earlier, so they've been out, and then they missed a couple rains, so they got all their corn up and moving before we got these last big rains. So they're looking pretty good shape up north.
All right. Well, sounds good. Chris, you said thousands of acres to be replanted. So if you put that in a number of days of planting, how long do you think you're going to be back in the fields?
There's a lot of people who are wanting to wait to see what this rain's going to do. I know we are scheduled to have some more rain on Wednesday and possibly into Thursday. It depends on which forecast you look at, but it should not take long. It'll be slammed in here, I'd say, probably 3-4 days. A lot of this stuff will be done, and some of the first planting will be in there as well. But in a week time, they should be done with corn and moved on to beans.
Chris Vaughn, DSM for Wiffle's Hybrids. In other news, the U.S. Meat Export Federation says U.S. beef exports to China could be worth an estimated $2.6 billion once allowed. The White House announced a deal with China to open the market to U.S. beef no later than July 16th. China has been closed to U.S. beef for nearly 14 years after a case of BSE that occurred in Washington State in December of 2003. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Craig Uden stated that it's impossible to overstate how beneficial this will be for America's cattle producers. The publication Meeting Place points out that China has twice before agreed to grant market access to U.S. beef, but regulatory hurdles have prevented any real trade from materializing, and U.S. beef industry stakeholders applauded a similar announcement last September. Well, one last reminder for you this morning. The Illinois Wheat Association's Southern Illinois Wheat Tour is happening next week, Tuesday, May 23rd. It gives producers a chance to make crop observations and yield estimates of the 2017 winter wheat crop. That tour includes field checks during the day and an evening report session at the Belleville Research Center. The one closest to our listening area will start out at Monell Milling in Mount Olive. Mark Miller will lead that tour, and you can RSVP by calling 217-999-2161. And if you plan on attending the evening portion of the day in Belleville and having dinner, they ask that you RSVP by today, and you can do so by calling 309-557-3619. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.